The International Monetary Fund issued a report this week warning that the global financial crisis has shifted to the world's poorest nations, and 22 countries may need as much as $25 billion in addition to funding in 2009 to cope with the downturn. Hugh Bradenkamp is one of the report's authors and deputy director of the Strategy, Policy, and Review Department at IMF. He spoke to Eimear McCarthy about how the global recession is affecting third world nations and what needs to be done.
Well, debt relief itself is already actually well advanced. So many of these countries have seen their debt situations significantly improved. Now, of course, there is a risk that for some of these countries, some of that progress may start to be unwound. The international community, back in 2004, 2005, a lot of pledges were made to low-income countries in general and to Africa in particular. The follow-through in terms of delivering that scaling up of aid has been quite limited. We would like to see the donor countries, if possible, coming through and delivering on those commitments. If they were to do so, that would go a very long way towards meeting new financing needs that these countries now face.